Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
All right. When you hear Petey Pob, it means it's time to get smart. Talking to our friend Nikki Jabala from the Washington Post.
Who am I? You can follow
her at Nikki Jabala. What's up, Nick? How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're good. We are good. How's that little boy? Running around?
He is. Yeah. It keeps me busy. Get my steps in.
I imagine. Yeah. All right. So I eventually want to get to the question you texted me the other day. But let's start with kind of where you think things are for the Commanders as we are, you know, this is the super quiet time in the NFL. They've got, everybody's traveling. They're on vacation right now. We've got a little less than a month until veterans report for training camp. Where do you think the Commanders are, strengths, weaknesses going into this season?
I'd say the strength is, I mean, definitely quarterback. instead of weaknesses, and I hate to be like vague about it, but it's more, I think they're more unknowns. I think those reside mostly on the defensive side. I mean, the offense has a lot of returning players. We know what they are. They even added some, you know, guys that we've seen do quite well, and hopefully they can get back to that level. Talking about Dio, they added Laremy Tunsil to left tackle. I think the line on paper is stronger than what it was. But the unknowns are on defense. How will that secondary shake out? I mean, I'm fully expecting Marshawn Lattimore and Trey Amos outside with Sanders still in the slot. But how will that group work together? Will Marshawn Lattimore look like the guy he did, you know, a couple of years ago? Will Trey Amos fare in his rookie season? And that defensive line, I mean, can they generate a pass rush with the guys they have on the edge? So that to me is sort of the thing that I'll be looking at the most in training camp. I mean, I think we've seen Jaden Daniels enough to know that what he did last season is hardly a fluke. I mean, I think year two will present challenges, no doubt. But he's a stud, and you know he puts in the work. To me, I'm curious how that defense is gonna come into shape.
They may not have everything that they need, but do you feel that this team improved from last year to this?
On offense, yes. Mm-hmm. On defense, I don't know yet. Honestly, I don't know yet. Because, I mean, and Joe Blitt made a good point. I mean, who expected to get 10 sacks on, I'm blanking on his name already because I'm old and I forget things.
Fowler.
I mean, who expected him to lead the team in sacks? Nobody. So, like, who's to say that somebody on this roster couldn't do the same and replicate what they have and even exceed it? They don't have that star power on the edge. Does that matter? We'll see. In some ways, it may be better that they have, you know, more of their star power inside at D tackle, and they are loaded at D tackle. But you know, will that make a difference? We'll see. And again, with that secondary, I think that secondary's been in flux ever since I started covering the team. I think they've had like a completely different iteration of their defensive backfield every single year that I cover this team. They've overhauled it every year.
Yeah. I do wonder. I think there's a scenario where I don't know if you've gone back and watched a lot of Kinlaw. I did. I'm not sure I agree with the popular narrative that they overpaid for Kinlaw. I think at 15 mil per, it's really not that bad for that's kind of a third tier D tackle deal and hasn't missed a game in 2 years. If you look at last year, I actually think he was way better than people give him credit for. What's your take on Kinlaw?
I didn't have a problem with the money. It was 3 years. That was, especially when you look at they've done mostly 1 and 2 years to give themselves flexibility. I mean, this roster could be overhauled at like any point, right? And I was That one was curious just based on the production, what he did when he was with Adam Peters and San Fran. I mean, they declined his fifth option. He didn't really produce, I guess, at the level that you would expect given his draft status. But, again, Adam knows him probably better than any other GM in the league and probably feels that they can get the most out of him with his coaching staff. So that was my thinking was, you know, they've only given 3-year deals to a certain number of people.
Is there a guarantee in the third year, though?
That's a good question.
I think it's basically, like, the agent could say what he wants, but yeah. I think it's basically, you know, 2 for $30 million.
Yeah, that would, yeah. So there you go.
That's my read on it anyway. I mean, yeah. I just pulled it up on Over the Cap, and they don't have a guarantee.
They've been out.
It doesn't mean that's definitively correct, but I would think they build themselves some sort of out there.
Yeah.
One thing you can't help but notice is how much bigger they are on the defensive front.
Oh, yeah.
I think they should be better against the run. Do you land
they
there?
They should be, yeah. Hopefully they are. And in going back to the edge, I still think we'll see more Frankie Louvu. I think it opens up opportunity for Frankie Louvu. I mean, they use him a lot in blitzing, but we've seen him out there working more on his pass rush with Ryan Kerrigan. I think this is a chance to get more Frankie Louvu on the line.
I think that you watch what they've done in other places. They have people that don't look like the typical pass rusher that end up getting them a lot of pass rush.
Yep.
And I believe that's where Adam, that's where, not Adam, but Dan and his defenses are, that's where they can be a little different than others. Others depend on that guy who looks like the prototypical pass rusher. He creates it from all over the place.
Right. That's a good point.
And I think they really seem to like Jordan McGee. I think it's not just lip service when they talk about wanting to have more three linebackers on the field, which would free Louvu up too.
Mm-hmm.
Talking with our friend Nikki Jabala here from the Washington Post on the Rude Guest Hotline. I'm going to ask you about Terry specifically in a moment, but it was kind of telling that second day of minicamp we were out there, maybe the last day, when Noah Brown gets hurt, Terry's not there. You have Debo, but he's such a unique player. What do you make of kind of the receiver depth? Like, if Noah, we don't know, but that seemed relatively serious, right? Like, when you get to camp, and let's just assume Terry's back, like, who's the third wideout?
Yeah, no, I know. That's been my concern, too. I don't love the depth. I've never really loved the depth they've had at receiver. Again, sort of like I was saying with the secondary being in flux since I started covering them, I feel like we've always been talking about the receiver depth because it's been Terry, maybe a number two, and everybody else. Two injuries in camp, and you're like, oh, my God, who's left? Mm-hmm. Thankfully, it looks like Noah Brown's okay. I mean, he's been posting videos and photos on social media. Right. He was at some camp. It looks like he's okay. I'm hoping that's totally true. They don't want to disclose injuries at this point in the off season, which is very convenient. Yeah. the depth there's it's a concern. I mean, because Debo is not a number two. He's not. He's not a guy that you can have on the field for, 70% of snaps. They need somebody like that to sort of take the load off of Terry. And I don't know who that is if Noah Brown can't stay healthy. I think he's a very, very good receiver if he can stay healthy. Mm-hmm. I mean, that guy draws PIs better than anybody I've ever seen.
Big boy.
But you need him to be on that field. And Michael Gallup, I mean, he was dealing with a calf strain in camp. I mean, I don't know if he would have made the roster anyway, coming from, being off a year from football. But they need somebody to really step up there. I mean, there's a huge opportunity there. Jalen Lane being a rookie, he's got speed, but does he have the polish to really step in and take on a bigger role in offense? I don't know.
I think what we saw when Noah got hurt and Terry was not there, they saw that too.
Yeah.
I think something's going to get worked out.
I think something's going to get worked out anyway. I just, and you made this good point on one of your shows a couple days ago, I think, JP, but this is sort of how it goes with Adam Peters. I feel like you look at, the deals that, you know, San Francisco. I mean, it always comes down to the last minute they hold out, and they eventually get paid. Why it goes to that, I don't know, but they eventually get paid. And I don't – Perry's going to get paid. You know, I think it'll be like a 3-year, and, you know.
So
the question is, you know, where does he fit in there?
Yeah.
With the top paid.
I think we all agree that the Terry thing gets done. It's kind of a matter of when. And to B's point, like, they noticed what it looked like out there the other day. What do you think? I'm curious if you've noticed this, and maybe I'm reading too much into it. But, you know, we got to talk to Luke McCaffrey a lot last year. He was pretty accessible, super nice kid. But he had a little element of, like, aw shucks to him. Because I think he was still kind of adjusting to, okay, I'm an NFL receiver now after being a quarterback for most of his life and then, you know, playing at Rice, which isn't the highest level. And just in my brief conversations with him, one at an OTA and one just leaving the field in minicamp, he seems to have a bit of a different mindset. I don't know if you talked to him yet or noticed that. What do you think for Luke in year two? Because year one, perhaps understandably, it was underwhelming, I would say.
Yeah. I mean, I think like any rookie, you're kind of stepping in. You got to figure out where you fit in, too. He is relatively new to the position, as you mentioned. I think he was also probably drafted maybe higher than some expected just because of that. Adam Peters knows him and his family really well and knows that they produce insanely good athletes. So the potential was there, and he knew it. It was underwhelming. I also think he didn't get a ton of opportunity, and, you know, he knows he had to work on his polish. He had to get bigger, too, in the offseason. I think you're starting to see somebody who's a little bit more confident, who knows what he's walking into. It also helps when one brother is a coach in the league and the other brother is probably the best running back in the league, second best running back among the best running backs. and your dad was, you know, a heck of a receiver and won 3 rings. So he has a good idea going in, but I think coming into this team, like he knows where he stands and he knows what he needs to do more. I think Luke is a very, just being around that family in Denver, he's my favorite McCaffrey. Am I allowed to say that? He is my favorite McCaffrey. he's just a humble kid. He's a nice kid. But I think he's also learning that, you know, you got to have sort of that confidence and not cockiness, but you got to be confident in what you're doing and what you bring to the team when you're at this level.
I remember my first year, they moved me from a quarterback to another position. Coach Gill was like, look, your first year, we give you that one. But then the next year, we expect you to come in and be able to compete. And I think we'll see if Luke put the work in to be able to compete.
Right.
That could be what they would.
I mean, that's his mindset. That's that family's mindset. I mean, they work their butt off.
All right. We're talking with our friend Nicky Jabala here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV. So I want to find Nicky's text from earlier this week. And I don't want to say too much, but I feel like you and I text a lot about work stuff, and some of it's funny. And then, so Nicky on Wednesday afternoon texted me the following. Can I read this, Nick?
Yeah.
Okay. What will happen first? Adam Peters signing off on a 3-year deal for Terry McLaurin, or the DC Council signing off on a $3 billion deal for a stadium? So, Nicky, and to callers out there, 800-636-1067. I'm asking you the question. What happens first? The McLaurin deal?
At this point, I say Terry. I feel like we all kind of knew council wasn't going to approve it by July 15th. They said as much. They needed more time. And at this point, it looks like it could be beyond August, even if necessary. And I still think Terry's there and signed in training camp. I don't have, like, information I'm sitting on to know that. I don't think much has changed since they broke went on break. Mm-hmm. I think there's still a lot of tension there. There hasn't been a ton of communication. But I still think a deal gets done. as you guys pointed out, like they know what they have, or perhaps better phrase, they know what they don't have at receiver. And they know that Terry's, you know, behind Jane Daniels is a face of the team. Yeah. And he's one of the most beloved players on the team and one of the most beloved leaders on the team and a hell of a receiver. Yes, he's approaching 30, but he also has missed, what, all of 3 games in his career?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think he gets done. Maybe I'm being too optimistic, but I think he gets done before camp. I don't think it helps them or Jaden, especially, to not have their top receiver out there.
Especially if they, like, the mindset is that, you know, take care of your own. And if he's a guy like that, you don't take care of him, people start wondering, what the hell's going on?
Right. Yeah, if you're not going to resign a Terry McLaurin, like, who are you going to resign? Yeah,
exactly.
So where do you think things are with the council?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you still think that? So it sounds like we all agree we think a deal with Terry gets done. It's a matter of when.
Yeah.
Do you think, RFK is an if or a when?
I think it's a when. I mean, they've said that on, and Mendelsohn has said that on record. Like, I think this deal gets pushed through. It's just we're going to need some time. And I know the team and Mayor Bowser's office is really pushing to have this expedited. And they say it's because they want to have a stadium that's ready in time for 2030 so they can be able to host major events like the 2031 Women's World Cup. But, you know, and there may or may not be a story in the Washington Post at some point on this. For the Women's World Cup in particular, they do have some time there. I mean, based on the bidding process and the deadlines, like, they have a little bit of time. I know what they're trying to avoid is, you know, this being the first delay and others down the road, they keep piling up, and which inevitably happens. These massive projects are complicated and they never end up right on time or right on budget. So you don't want it to, you know, start out on a delay and then continue. I think this goes through. It just may be a couple months.
I agree with you. We are talking with our friend Nikki Jabala here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can follow Nikki at Nikki Jabala, JHABVALA. Now, I just paid my dues for the record. I am a proud PFWA member. I think you're the president or the vice president. What are you of PFWA?
I'm the president.
Yeah, Nikki's the president, B. Did you know that? Here's a little intrigue for you. Nikki is the president of Pro Football Writers of America. However, John Keim is what's Keim's title of our bureau or whatever the hell we're called?
He's the chapter president.
Keim's chapter president. Emeritus, perhaps. I don't know. So I think they're both cool in their roles, but maybe we'll get to the bottom of that one day. You are a real journalist. You work for the Washington Post. You're the president of the PFWA. Did you intend to stumble into a sports radio call-in topic to help me and B kill a segment? Was that your intention with this, Nikki?
You know, the more you can do, I realize, in this industry.
Gotta be versatile.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're welcome.
My last question, I don't know if you saw this, B, but Fortier is leaving the beat to do more big picture stories. Congrats to Sam Fortier, friend of the program, friend in real life. With Fortier leaving the beat, Nikki, will you take over as the preeminent TikTok Commanders reporter?
That is not in my future. I can confirm that. There's hope that there may be a podcast in my future, but
far overdue.
Yes. Although, I mean, we'll see. Do people really want to hear me ramble? I don't know.
Yes.
I hope so. You've been on here for 20 minutes.
Have me on.
we bring you on often.
I think they do. I think that would be well received. Thank you for the time, Nick. Appreciate it.
Of course. Thanks, guys.
Okay. Enjoy your weekend. That's our friend Nikki Jabala. She has an awesome open-ended question. I want to ask the boys in the aquarium, and then I want to let callers weigh in. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Mm-hmm. What do you think gets done first? Terry's deal or RFK approval?
Mm.
What's interesting is there is a July 15th deadline from the Commanders. Now, that may be arbitrary.
Deadline.
Right. Now, they may be able to push that back. The latest from the council is they could get it done by the end of July, but that could leak into August. And then what does that do? Do the Commanders ever pick up the phone to what I would guess is a very willing partner in Maryland Governor Wes Moore? I don't know. But Terry's deal also has a more realistic deadline of training camp in less than a month. We're taking your calls. What gets done first, Terry or RFK?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.